I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. There are over 1,700 nurse practitioners working in healthcare settings in South Carolina. To talk about the training and day-to-day responsibilities of nurse practitioners is Dr. Gail Stewart, Dean and tenured Distinguished University Professor in the College of Nursing at MUSC. Dr. Stewart, can you give us an overview of the sorts of responsibilities which nurse practitioners assume in South Carolina today?
Yes, thank you. I'm delighted to, because I think it's so important that patients and families understand their providers. So nurse practitioners give what I call wraparound care. That means they are able to diagnose and treat common healthcare conditions, and that includes medications or prescribing other treatments or blood tests, etc. But in addition to that, they also perform some very important aspects of care. For example, they will talk to the patient about when they go home, how can they care for their illness, how can they manage it, how do they manage their medications.
So a lot of patient education is thrown into those responsibilities.
Exactly. And then the front end, how do you prevent having this problem again in the future.
And where do the majority of these nurse practitioners in our state work? What kinds of health settings?
So the majority of them work in clinics all around the state. The minority work in hospitals. So most of the nurse practitioners work in primary care. And there's a greater emphasis on using nurse practitioners as the Affordable Care Act takes effect. And we know that we need greater access to care in this country.
Dr. Stewart says that nurse practitioners must first get their bachelor's of nursing degree and then pursue a graduate degree.
So nurse practitioners either have a master's or a doctoral degree in nursing, and that means a minimum of 2 years and a maximum of 3 years.
Is there specialized training? In other words, do nurse practitioners end up being family care or pediatrics?
So there are a number of tracks that nurse practitioners could go into. One is and this is the most popular track across the country, the family nurse practitioner. That means that person can treat everyone from children to the elderly. Then there are pediatric nurse practitioners that specialize with children. Then there are geriatric nurse practitioners. And then within that, some nurse practitioners may want to focus on women's health or on cancer-related illnesses. So there's subspecialization within that as well.
And I've been asking you questions about South Carolina. Does it vary state to state in terms of responsibilities and duties that nurse practitioners can assume?
So the variation is because of the state practice acts. And right now, the country and the Institute of Medicine and the national organizations have said that nurse practitioners should be allowed to practice to the full extent of their training. Right now, 29 states allow them full authority for practicing. In South Carolina, we still have limitations on their practice based upon supervision and a mile restriction that they have to practice within so many miles of a physician.
Where are we headed next? Is this a career in a specialty that is going to continue in healthcare?
Oh, this is taking off and becoming ever more important in this country. So I think we're going to see a proliferation of nurse practitioners, and they will really be able to address access issues for healthcare for everyone across the country.
Dr. Stewart, thank you for providing this update about nurse practitioners.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.